Good evening.
Good evening, Hanok.
How you doing, Jasmine?
Good, and you?
Good. Now, I take it you're the only one on right now?
I guess I am the only one.
I'm going to start the Anabakoa, and we'll see what happens when we get there.
Okay.
So please join me in saying the Anabakoa. We have brought the energy of the creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Elohei Wahei, Adonai Elohei Wahei, Elrachum Rechanum, Erech Apayim, Verav Chesed Ve'emet, Notzer Chesed La'alafim, Notzer Awon Wafesha, We're now going to connect to a verse from the Sulam commentary from the Zohar. It comes from Parashat Yitro. It's Pasuk 29. It has the energy of certainty. And certainty removes all doubts. I will start with a Lashon Yitro and then proceed to press the verse. Roshem Yehud Kud Shabarifu Ishkin Pegid Hilu Urshimu Hilu Hilu Urshimu Beyaf Yavashem Beyaf Yavashem Vilay lach mila bialma, divaye Bedach yaleya mineya ulan haga peya kelana yehakulu ovada dikshot inun wikola itzirich I alma. We're now going to connect to the energy of the year 5778. There are two verses that connect to the energy of this year. The energy is bowing to Hashem in order to walk with Hashem. The two verses that connect to this energy, the first that we will study is 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 6. Vayishkav Amnon Vayichal Vayavo Hamelech Liroto Vayomer Amnon El Hamelech Tavo, Natamar Afoti, Udla Bev Leene, Shite Levivot, Vievre, Miada. The second psalm, the second verse that connects to the same energy is from Psalms chapter 32, verse 5. Patati odiacha, wavoni lokisiti, amarti ode aleka, putta shai, ladonai ohe wahe, weata nasata, awon patati sela. Will now connect to the energy of the year 5777. This energy is that of the goat. There are also two verses in this year. The first that we study is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. Tod Sadini Katsipor Oyavai Chinam. When we take the first letters of these words, we're able to create Satskiya, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters of these words, we have Dir Yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse is from Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Zayin. The letters of this name are separated by seven letters each. Kim Vadonai Yohewahe Elohechem Tadevaku Kasher Asitem Ad Hayom Hazeh. The year 5776 is the energy of the pause that refreshes. There are two verses in this that connect to this energy as well. The first verse that we study is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim hayu limat velo yachlu lehashit et kol ha'olot vayehaskum acheihem ha'levim ad kelot hamlacha yad yitkadshu ha'kohanim ki ha'levim yishrei levav Lehikadesh Meha Kohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letters of these words, we're able to permute them into eight names of God. Adonai Yohewahe, Lalahe, Wawawa, Yola Yo Alame, Hey, 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 Aka, Ah, Reka, Ha. The second verse that connects to this energy of the pause is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Be to Adonai, Yohewahe, Ate Ad, Kibia Yohe, Adonai Yohewahe, Turolami. The year 5775 has the energy of swallowing death forever. There are three verses that connect to this energy in the Tanakh. The first that we study is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tisheni meni lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. Next, we will study 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol ha-machazo iyam, asher yitchabe sham v'shaltem elai el-nachon, v'halakti iyitem v'chayayim yeshno. Zaretz v'dipasti, O Tov b'kol alfei Yehuda. The third verse is also from Job. It's chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetza yovei yomru ayom. The year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. The verse that we study, because there is only one verse in the Tanakh with this energy, it's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasanti makom le'amili Yisrael untati v'shakam. Kata v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosipu v'nei avla la'anoto ka'asher barishona. We're now going to connect to the 72 names of God. And we will do this by saying each letter with its root vowel in sequence. Wahe wa yo la yo sayote ala me me he shi la la he aka aka he ta he za yo ala da la awa he he a yo za la me be he he re yo he to me la awa ka la yo la wa wa pe he la nu la ha yo 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 me la he se he wa nu ta he he a a yo re ta shi a he re yo yo wa wa me la ka be wa shi re yo he wa la he se Ha wa ko me nu da, anu yo he la me, re he a yo yo za, he 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 me yo ha, wa wa la yo la he, sa a la a re yo, a shi la me yo he, wa he wa da nu yo, he he shi a me me. Nu nu wa nu yo ta me be he te wa yo nu me me yo yo la he re he me ta re wa me be yo he he a nu wa me he yo ta me be me nu ko a yo a he be may, hey yo yo, may why may. We're now going to connect to the 72 names of this that come from the Tzaddikim. And we will connect to these names in the same manner. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me me be shi la yo he anu wa ka me ta he he yo anu da la ha la he wa he me a yo ta la me re he he yo yo he me me la wa wa ka be yo la yo wa te nu la Nu me cha yo che yo, me nu he che che wa. Nu yo he he shi a yo re ta shi a he. Re la yo a wa me, la yo be wa he re. Yo yo wa la he che ta a ko me nu da. A nu yo che wa me, re he a yo che za. Hey she hey me ka ha wa wa la yo yo hey sa a la a re yo a la me ka hey yo wa hey wa yo da la yo hey yo she a la me nu hey a nu wa ta me la hey pay a yo nu ko me yo re la hey be hey me za yo re Wa he be yo a he a la wa me za yo. Da he be me ka ho a la a he he wa. Le la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. The Tzaddikim who left this day day of Adar. The last king of Yehuda was named Zedekiah, and he died on this day. Rabbi Yosef Shaul ben Aryeh Lebush Halevi Nathanson. Rabbi Yeshaya Shore. Rabbi Moshe Meir Rosenstein of Berdachev. Rabbi Shlomo Elashiv. Rabbi Moshe Nishkos. Rabbi Chaim Sinuani. Rabbi Yisrael Bergstein. In the eighth verse of the Anabah Koach, we say in a whisper. Our class tonight is an essay by Rabbi Ashlag. You will find it on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in row 16, the right-hand column. That will open to a landing page with many of Rabbi Ashlag's essays. We've studied many of them. Scroll almost to the bottom of the classes, and there's a link 34A, the introduction to the wisdom of Kabbalah, starting with section 8. Please click on that link, and that is the handout for tonight. Thank you. For some reason, my link isn't opening up. It was open up earlier when I checked it. So we're just going to have to see how it develops. Sorry about the delay. Section 8. The matter of the segula, the power of Torah and mitzvot, to bring the soul to divakut with him, applies only when the engagement in it is not in order to receive a reward, and only to bestow contentment upon his maker. This is so because then the soul gradually acquires equivalence of form with its maker, as will be written below concerning Rabbi Hanina's words in the beginning of the book, the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah. In all, there are 5 degrees, nefesh, ruach, neshama, chaya, and yeshida, that come from the 5 worlds called Adam Kadmon, Atzilut, Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiya. Also, there are 5 particular degrees, nefesh, ruach, neshama, chaya, and yechida, which come from the 5 particular partsufim, plural for partsuf, in each of the 5 worlds. Then there are 5 sub-particular, nefesh, ruach, neshama, chaya, and yechida, which come from the 10 sephirot in each partsuf, as will be written in the book. The book is the Esser Sephirot, the 10 luminous emanations. And both through Torah and mitzvot, to bestow contentment upon the maker, one is gradually rewarded with the vessel in the form of desire to bestow, which come in these degrees, degree by degree, until they achieve complete equivalence of form with him. In that state, the thought of creation, to receive all the pleasure, tenderness, and abundance that he had planned for them, is carried out. Additionally, they receive the greatest reward, since they are awarded the true divakut, since they have obtained the desire to bestow like their maker. That's the end of Section 8. Does anyone have any questions? This is an unwritten commentary, but we're we just read tells us that in order to achieve complete devakut with the Maker, with our Maker, we need to receive 125 levels of the desire to receive in order to bestow. Section 9. Now, it will not be difficult for you to understand the above words of the Zohar, that all the worlds, upper and lower, and everything within them was created only for man. This is so because all these degrees and worlds claim only to complement the souls in the measure of divakut, that they lacked with respect to the thought of creation. In the beginning, they were restricted and hung down degree by degree and world after world down to our material world to bring the soul into a body of this world, which is entirely to receive and not to bestow. Like animals and beasts, it is written, a wild ass's colt is born a man. This is considered the complete will to receive, which has nothing in the form of bestowal. In that state, a man is regarded as the complete opposite of him, and there is no greater remoteness than that. Afterwards, through the soul that clothes within one, he engages in Torah and mitzvot. Gradually and slowly from below upwards, he obtains the same form of bestowal as his Maker through all the discernments that hung down from above. Downwards, which are the degrees and measures in the form of the desire to bestow. Each higher degree means that it is farther from the will to receive and closer to being only to bestow. In the end, one is awarded being it entirely to bestow and to not receive anything for himself. At that time, one is completed with true devakut with him, for this is the only reason why man was created. Thus, all the worlds and everything in them were created only for man. This is the end of section 9. Does anyone have any questions? Unwritten commentary. True devakut implies and is describing a complete unity spiritually with the Creator. It's not returning to the Creator like you return your soul to the Creator. It's being in unity, following the actions that you are designed to do. Section 10. Now that you have come to know all that, you are permitted to study this wisdom without any fear of materialization. This is because the students are very confused. On the one hand, it is said that the 10 Sefirot in the Partsufim, from the beginning of the 10 Sefirot of Atzilut to the end of the 10 Sefirot of Asiyah, are complete godliness and unified. But on the other hand, it is said that all these worlds are generated and appear after the Tzimtzum. But how can this even be conceived in godliness? And there are also the numbers of the above and below and other such changes and ascents and descents and zivugim, couplings. But it is written, I, the Lord, do not change. Section 11. From what is clarified before us, it is clear that all these ascents, descents, restrictions, binding by striking, and the numbers are only regarded as vessels, vessels of the receivers, of the souls. And we should distinguish between the potential and the actual in them. Like a person who builds a house, the end of the act is in his preliminary thought. But the quality of the house in his mind does not resemble the house that should actually be built, since the conceived house is spiritually a conceptual substance and is considered the substance of the thinking person. At that time, the house is only a potential. But when the building of the house begins, in actual fact, it acquires an entirely different substance, that of wood and bricks. Similarly, we should discern potential and actual in the souls. The beginning of their emergence from the emanator into actual soul begins only in the world of Briah, and their integration in En Sof prior to the Tzimtzum with respect to the thought of creation, as written in item 2, concerns only the potential without any actual manifestation. In that sense, it is said that all the souls were integrated in Malchut of the En Sof, called the middle point. Since this point is included in potential in all the vessels of the souls that are destined to actually emerge from the world of Briah downwards. And the first restriction occurred only in the middle point, meaning precisely in that discernment and measure considered the potential of the future souls and not at all in itself. You should know that the vessel of the Sephirot and the worlds, through the world of Briah, which hangs down and emerges from this point, or due to its zivug de achaka'a, called Or Chozer, are also considered mere potential, without any essence of the souls. But these changes are destined to subsequently affect the souls whose essence begins to emerge from the world of Briah down, since there they have not yet departed the essence of the emanator. End of section 11, if you have any questions. Section 12. And I shall give you an allegory from the conducts of this world. For example, if a person who covers and hides himself behind clothes and garments so his friend would not see him and notice him, can it even be conceived that he himself would be affected by the concealment made by all the garments he is covered with? Similarly, take the 10 Sephirot we call Keter, Hakma, Bina, Chesed, Geburah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, Malchut, as an example. These are only 10 coverings by which En Sof is covered and concealed. The souls that are destined to receive from it will be compelled to receive by those measures that the 10 Sephirot allot them. Thus, the receivers are affected by this number of 10 Sephirot, and not by his light, which is one unique and unchanging. The receivers receivers divide into 10 degrees, precisely according to the qualities of these names. Moreover, even these coverings we spoke of pertain only to the world of Briah and below, since this is where the souls that receive from these 10 sephirot are found. But in the worlds of Adam Kadmon and Atzilut, there is no existence, even to the souls, since there they are only in potential. Hence, the 10 above coverings in the 10 sephirot govern only the three lower worlds, called Briah, Yetzirah, and Asiyah. But in the worlds of Briah, Yetzirah, and Asiyah, the 10 sephirot are considered godliness through the end of Asiyah, just as in Adam Kadmon and Atzilut, Briah, Yetzirah, and Asiyah, and as prior to the Tzimtzum. The only difference is in the vessels of the 10 sephirot. In Adam Kadmon and Atzilut, they do not even disclose their dominance, since they are only in potential, while in that location or that connection. And only in Briah, Yetzirah, and Atzilut, Asiyah, do the vessels of the 10 sephirot begin to manifest their concealing and covering force. But in the light in the 10 sephirot, there is no change whatsoever due to these coverings, as was written in the allegory. This is the meaning of, I, the Lord, do not change. Section 13. We might ask, since there is no disclosure of the essence of the souls of the receivers in Adam, Kadmon, and Atzilut, what do these vessels called ten sephirot serve for? And whom do they conceal and cover in those measures? There are two answers to that. The first is the hanging down, as you will find inside the book. The second is that the souls also are destined to receive from those 10 sephirot in Adam Kadmon and Atzilut. Through the ascension of the three worlds, Briah, Yetzirah, and Asiyah, to them, as will be written in item 163 in the preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah. Hence, we should discern these changes in the 10 sephirot in Adam Kadmon and Atzilut as well, according to the light that they are destined to shine upon. I'm waiting for my computer to scroll. Continue the when it is appropriate in the scrolling, and I can read it. According to the light that they are destined to shine upon the souls, once they rise there with the worlds of Briah, Yetzirah, and Asiyah, For them they will receive according to the degree in those 10 Sephirot. Does anyone have any questions before we go on to section 14? Section 14. Thus we have thoroughly clarified that the worlds, the generation, the changes, and the number of degrees, etc., were said only with respect to the vessels that give to the souls and conceal and measure for them, so they can gradually receive from the light of En Sof in them. But they do not affect the light of En Sof itself in any way, since no coverings affect the one who is covered, but only the other who wishes to feel it and receive from it, as said in the allegory. Section 15. In general, we should discern these three discernments in the Sephirot and the Partsufim, wherever they are, in Atzmuto, his self, his essence, in his kelim, in his vessels, and in his lights. In Atzmuto, there is no thought or perception whatsoever. In the vessels, there are always two opposite discernments, concealment and disclosure. This is so because in the beginning, the kli covers Atzmuto in a way that these 10 kelim, these 10 vessels in the 10 Sephirot are 10 degrees of concealment. But once the souls receive these vessels under all the conditions in them, these concealments become disclosures for the attainments of the souls. Thus the vessels contain two opposite discernments, which are one. This is because the measure of disclosure in the vessel is precisely like the measure of concealment in the vessel. And the coarser the vessel, the more it conceals Atzmuto and reveals a higher degree. Thus, these two opposites are one. And the lights in the Sephirot refer to that measure of degree suitable for appearing for the attainment of the souls, since everything extends from Atzmuto, and yet there is no attainment in him, but only in the qualities of the vessels. There are necessarily 10 lights in these 10 vessels, meaning degrees of revelation to those receiving in the qualities of these vessels. Thus, his light and his essence are indistinguishable, except that in his essence there is no attainment or perception whatsoever, except for what comes to us from him through clothing in the vessels of the 10 Sephirot. And in that respect, we refer to anything that we attain by the name lights. That's the end of the introduction to the wisdom of Kabbalah. Does anyone have any questions?
I do.
Go ahead.
What is Atzmuto?
Atzmuto is a vav at the end of the word atzma or atzilut. So it really refers to the world of atzilut, but it implies a possessive sense between atzilut and the creator.
Okay.
Any other questions? Tomorrow we will have two classes, one at 4:30 and the other at 7 West Coast times. The 4:30 class will be continuing our study of the Parsha of Noah from the Sulam commentary, section 31. And the 7 o'clock class will be a Tikkuni Zohar class. I wish you all shalom, much peace and happiness. We'll speak to you soon. Shalom to all.
Shalom. Shalom. Shalom.